systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Monday, April 18th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
This is episode 483, the Monday Night Show, of course, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. Give us a call, 406-204-4687. Robbie, call in. I want to hear about Alabama, 406-204-4687.
What is there to hear about Alabama?
I don't know. Actually, I want him to put...
Sweet home Alabama. That's all I can think of.
I want you to get everyone in the room that you're at right now...
The sky's so blue.
...to sing Sweet Home Alabama. God, that would be... Burger says meth? Sure. Sure, there's meth to do in Alabama, all right.
There's rednecks and inbred stuff. I don't know.
God, yeah. 483 episodes. When does it end?
Probably when we kill ourselves.
All right.
So, probably in the next couple of months. So we'll
soon,
see.
Though, we're going to have a party. We're going to be in Wisconsin. Have you ever even been to Wisconsin?
Yes, I have.
Really? I've driven through it.
That's basically my extent of being there.
I really, though, I think it would be so cool to, like, go to the barn that other podcast lived in and just to see it and be like, huh. I don't know. I almost, as much as, like, I just didn't really ever care for that show, like, it's a piece of podcast history, I feel
what?
Like.
I'm sure you're Dawn trying not to mention it. Oh, okay.
Because they did the whole
I didn't know that they were.
I
okay.
I feel like, you know, the it's a piece of podcast history. And I almost feel like you could have... You know how people, like, drive cross-country and shit and they see all the sights? I almost feel like now we're at the point where someone needs to make a cross-country road trip guide of the internet. Like, all, like, here's where this dude sat in his mom's basement and coded.
Podcasting Hall of Fame shit.
Well, kind of, but just, like, real, you know.
Internet History Museum.
Something like that. Like, this dude spent 8 hours in this basement here coding.
This is where WikiLeaks started.
Yeah, I don't know. Just weird shit like that. Like, you could do that for, like, here's where Informer and Snitch started and had their 12-episode fame.
What people should do is each person that's done something significant in internet history is write, like, a cool bio on it or whatever.
Yeah,
then,
that let's leave it up to the people to write
it.
Yeah.
Is going to get the bright idea Please. To put all that together and make a cool site connecting it with, like, Google fucking latitude.
I once sat on IRC for 83 hours straight and had cyber sex.
Like,
no,
making an app for, like, Google navigation shit or whatever, showing you, like, every, you know, when you're driving through, it pops up. Oh,
they do
kind of
do that.
This is where so and so started.
They show you, like, a Wikipedia layer on maps, and people can add random shit. And you can post photos, and it'll show up there.
Yeah,
but
if somebody else
not
put
like
all
a,
the internet history started.
Well, that's
shit
what I'm
together.
Saying, though. It has to be vetted. If you just let anyone do it, you'll have YouTube, and everyone's a star, and it'll be
right.
garbage, you know? It'll be
well,
so...
Well, someone who's serious...
Well, yeah, and I'm just saying, it needs to be a little,
it
little
would
more
be
vetted.
Hard.
If,
it'd be like, oh, this is where, you know... I shot myself in the shoulder to
yeah,
let
right.
people see.
This is where my YouTube video got a million views because
right?
I fell out of the tree.
Right, yeah.
And then a dog came and humped my face.
Right.
That was epic, man. Did you guys remember that?
The guy running and hitting his face in the stop
Get
sign.
Get some of that internet money.
This is that stop sign. Look, you can still see his face.
But yeah, so we're going to be there. It's going to be fun. Red Fox yeah. is going. Am I Bugging You? That whole crew is going. Mm-hmm. That whole fucking circus side
Fuck
freak
yeah.
show. I can't wait. This is going to be
Hearing
awesome.
Some rumors about stereo radiation, possibly?
Maybe. Coming back from the dead to
cool,
grace
cool.
us with their presence. We may need a lawyer or two there,
you
so that might be a good idea.
You should try and talk to... yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's the other side of the country, dude.
Yeah, so we're kind of on this side of the country.
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
Just give him a little invite.
Hey, Jonathan Larroquette, ask your dad to buy you guys plane tickets so you can come hang out at our podcast party.
I got money. Come on. You got money. You don't want to miss a party.
They just got done with their live show. I don't know. So? I don't see that happening.
You know what? Extend a hand and...
I will. You know what? I will do that. I will call them.
Just for common courtesy and see what happens.
What's Jonathan's cell phone? They say it every episode. I can't think of it. Let's call him right now.
We'll find out later.
We could call him right now.
It's okay. We will find out later.
All right.
Because I don't want to hear on live fucking...
I don't want to hear your dream get shot down. Who is this?
Yeah, the jam hole? Yeah, no.
Who?
Fuck you guys.
Shit.
Yeah, no, dude.
No, that'd be a good time, though. And so we're going to be there. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, July 20th through like the 25th. The live show is on that Saturday. So
it
if
would
you want to
really
just
cool
come for the live show.
If we could get UID, that'd be so cool.
So if you can make it to the live show, that's when it's going to be.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Come
Red
on,
Fox
party.
Is planning it. Show's on the 23rd. That's Saturday.
We're going to go meet FG.
Yeah, we're going to be in Chicago for a day. We're going to be in Milwaukee for the rest. It's going to be fun.
You know what I think of when I hear Chicago, Illinois?
What?
Ruff, McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 81, blah, blah, 2, something like that.
Wow.
Stupid. Yeah. Yeah. What is that? Is that like the drug dog or something? I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
it's my birthday tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Getting older?
I'll be a quarter of a century
feeling
old.
Feeling it?
Dude, I've been feeling it since forever.
Oh, and real quick, when we do our live show here, we mentioned this on the last episode, but I just want to reiterate, we have a house for people to stay in.
Yeah, we do.
It's 3 bedrooms.
2 baths.
But there's a huge living room.
It's
a very large house. He said
nice
we could pitch tents in the outside.
Fuck it. He's got a good yard.
Yeah.
Part of it's fenced in. He's got a big old garage,
So
too.
If you guys come up here,
and
we
got
you
boat.
Covered for a place
Guess
to stay.
What?
Yeah.
We it's can do some good. Real fishing this time. It's not that big, so, you know, one or two, but whatever. But yeah, that's super awesome. So
I just want to mention that because I know it's August. We're moving the date, August 13th, Saturday. That's the 3rd annual Jam Hole show here. Chad, our salt guy, he's been on a couple episodes. He put up his place for anyone that needs a place to stay. And I know hotels are going to be crazy expensive here. So definitely, you guys, if you can't afford a place to stay, like, don't make that the reason why you can't come. Like, get here. You're not going to be homeless.
We will find
somewhere. We have a room here for a couple people, and then he's got a whole house. We will just
pack
you. He said
that he's got the two. He said that he will put up 2 bedrooms for whoever, and, you know, a couple people can stay in each room.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's like, I got the couch.
But then when I was talking to him about it at work, he's like, dude, yeah, we can just fill up the house. Like, don't, you know.
And if you really want, and you somehow, some way, you can pitch a tent in my parents' property. The whatever.
Yeah, that's
do what you want.
Happen.
Get eaten by a fucking mountain lion.
All right, and also for the live show here, we're going to do a little rustic cabin camping.
I would
for
love
two
to.
Days.
Yes.
If you guys go to thejamhole.com/pics, P-I-C-S, you'll see our rustic cabin trip there.
Yes.
It's that place.
It's so cool.
And
I think everyone would like it.
I just want to take people there because it's a cool experience because there's
it's
no
a trip
electricity.
Back in time.
Yeah, this is like back to the past.
Yeah,
so.
There's no electricity
at all.
Everything is gas ran, like
which
gas
isn't exactly back in
light,
time, but there's,
you know,
no electricity.
You turn
so.
On the fucking hot water
cool.
and the faucet, you can hear the water heater light and ignite and start, you know, heating it
so
up.
So I thought
that
that'd be cool. We can
it
do a couple
heats
days
up
there.
Faster than our fucking water.
We do the whitewater rafting thing. We can do a couple days at the rustic camping thing.
Yeah.
Then what else were we doing? Oh, there's that new place that opened up. That does, like, it's like a Chuck E. Cheese, but for, like, adults, kind of. I don't know. I've never been there, so we're going to maybe check that out and see if that's an option. And the live show.
So we wanted to mention the rustic camping thing. I want to, you know, get your emails and see who would all like to do that.
Yeah, because this is, like, we need to know how many people and that, because it can't be a whole bunch of people. But, like,
and
we can take probably up to, what, 5 people there?
I'd say, like, 6 to 10. Yeah, 6 to 10.
Okay.
Be kind of cramped, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
But, we want to know.
Ed Bland says he has room. So, yeah, if you guys are local and you have a house, if you want to offer up a room to any Jam Hole fans that are coming for the live show, they come from out of state And it would be nice if we could put people up and not have to have them pay for, you know,
right,
expensive
they
hotels.
They should use their money for the more fun things we're going to do all
well,
week.
Well, that, and they spend a lot of money getting here
right,
because
right.
we're in Montana. Like, if you guys want to
we'll
see the Jam Hole live show,
it's
you got to
cool.
go out of your way to see it. Like,
so,
it's something you got to, you know.
What I was saying is we need to find out when we want to do the rustic camping trip because not all of the fans and everything are going to be here. Too early before
week,
the live
right.
show. Right.
Because I take that whole week off.
I know
so.
Someone's flying in on Monday. Someone might be flying in on Tuesday, whatever.
Right. We need to figure out when you guys are going to be here and when you want to do that.
Right.
So hop on thegemhole.com/forums or email info@thegemhole.com.
And tell us what you think. And dude, I think it'd be a fucking blast. There's a piano in there. Kind of off key, but there's a piano. There's like this old pole barn thing, and then there's a shed, and there's the house. The house is so cool. I love it. It's got like a loft bedroom and shit, and then downstairs it's got the dining room and living area and stuff. It's just like you're back in like 1905.
It's crazy, right?
You know,
I think that would be fun. And we were
that
there
would be like
in the winter.
You know, think about it. That place, if you were back in like 1905,
we could do a reenactment, a Civil War reenactment.
Would probably be like the Bomb Diggity
a
house,
mansion,
you know?
Right?
Like. You know, you go to visit your friend in 1905 and you fucking walk into that place. You're like, wow.
And that's the other thing I want to mention. Like this, for the rustic trip, like if you guys are local, you can come with us. But we need to offer up the rooms to the out of state people first because, you know, they don't get to do this all the time.
Yeah.
So once we know how many out of staters are going, we'll know how much room we have left for the locals that want to come party with us. But yeah, it'll be a good time. It's going to be. Sometime in July or August 8th through the 13th.
Oh, Justin Fans,
probably
get
Thursday.
Some hammocks. There's a hammock at
yeah,
the cabin.
Yeah, there is, dude. It's
fuck
such
yeah,
a cool
there's pictures
place.
Of you in it.
Yeah, look at thejamhole.com/pics if you want to see where we're going. But that's
it's really
it.
Cool. It's so. Such a nice view. Seriously, like, wow. And they've got a
like
cool
it.
Barbecue, too. So.
But yeah, post on the forums and we'll get all that figured out at what days. I'm thinking probably Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday would
I will
be best.
Barbecue a fucking feast.
Because then we can come back, and then Friday will be the live show. We can do the rafting thing Tuesday.
Right. I think it'd be
and
awesome, dude,
week.
If I could get a couple slabs of ribs and
yeah,
shit,
dude.
Just well, fucking barbecue
and there's
up
a big
there.
Fire. Like, there's a ton of cool shit out there.
Yeah.
So
It's cool, dude. Fucking awesome.
And we have it for that week, so I just need to know which days, tell her, and we're good.
There's nothing
so
cooler than being out in the middle of the fucking country,
no,
away
dude,
from everything,
the light pollution
and barbecuing
out there is
around
zero.
A bonfire with your friends.
There is zero light pollution
nothing.
Out there. It's amazing. Dude, you guys, if you've never seen the sky at night with no lights anywhere,
oh my God,
you don't
dude.
Even know.
This is really cool.
It's epic. It's, yeah.
Yeah. The lanterns they use to light that house are the lanterns that I use to go fishing with.
So cool.
When I live down south, like really.
So make sure you're on thejamhole.com/forums. In the meetup section, there's the third annual Jam Hole live show. That's the one we're talking about. And then, like I said, in July, we'll be in Milwaukee. So those are both in there. Let's discuss. If you have a place with a room, post it. And if you are coming and you need a room, post it. And
right.
we will make those connections.
We will collaborate.
And get it
and
done.
And get this done.
So we did the poetry open mic again and did a little recitation. Lots of people have been going up and being like, you know, this is my favorite poet. This is what inspires me. And then they do it. And
I think that's cool. You're showing respect and love for your favorite
poet.
Yeah,
like, and
that's
I've never
great.
Done that. So I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And someone posted this link to this video that he did. They animated his Storm piece. And I put a link to it in
God,
the forums.
I was so worried about
it's
you
such
reciting
an amazing
this
piece.
Because that poem... or rant, I should say, is a bit offensive. And when you think about the crowd of people that live here...
Well, that
it,
and
oh
the
God.
Fact that
could
it's
you imagine,
been brought up that we have to keep it G-rated
right.
because of the
could
environment.
Could you imagine being up on a podium with everyone in the Flathead Valley
Fan.
In front of it and you reciting that? You would get shot.
I think
you
that's
you gonna go to my homie Alpathy. I know what I'm doing. Boom, blow your head off.
I think that's Robbie. Justin Faces. Did you keep the British accent? It is offensively awesome.
He tried.
It is offensively awesome. I probably drifted in and out. I'll put it up.
Like
I have
said,
that video. I'll have to render it and toss it up.
You did well with the woman voice of it.
Yeah.
But some of Tim Minchin's accent that you tried to do was a little forced.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that.
You did good.
I can do it, but there's certain words I can do really well.
Yeah.
But like holding full sentences and paragraphs
full
is really hard for me to do. It's quite tall. I can't even do it.
It would have been
it's
so
just hard
cool
for me to do.
If there was a big screen, you could have that video.
I know. So if you're wondering what we're talking about, go to thejamhole.com/forums under everything else or all or nothing, whatever the fuck it's called. There's a link to it. It's embedded there. It is an amazing video. Like, I'm really glad they animated it. Like, they show
cool
all the stuff he's talking about.
It's a visual
flows
effect for you to,
it
like,
flows
really
perfect
see it. Yeah, I love it, dude. I fucking love that thing.
So, yeah.
I like Tim Minchin, though, so.
If you want to see all the poetry vids, thejamhole.com/poetry vids, that's where they're at. We have over 11 hours of footage up there now. And that playlist has over 500 views, so.
Fuck yeah.
Just for that playlist. That's pretty cool. So you can check that out. And Lyrical was there. And now I have something I need to ask you.
Ooh.
Did you change your hairstyle because Lyrical called you out for looking like Justin Bieber and you got super insecure about it?
Okay, when I first got it cut and the lady, you know, she styled it or whatever. But as soon as I get
in my
car.
I like the anime look.
Well, listen, hang on.
Are you a fembot or what were they
shut
called?
Shut up. It's called Persicon. Thanks. Now shut up and listen to me for
fembot,
a second.
Fembot, Persicon.
Lyrical, Sean, the Hawk, whatever.
The Hat.
Whatever.
Mr. Hat.
Anyway, he was with me when I went to get my hair cut, all right? So I got it cut and I get out in the car and the lady had styled it for me. And of course, I never liked the way they fucking style it for me. So I get in my car and I immediately just like fucking, you know, mess my hair all up and shit.
Bieber fight it?
No, I just messed it up and kind of laid it down and stuck my hat on. Well,
that's what Justin does. He's so cool.
Right. So we go driving around because I had to take him to a couple places. And later on, I take my hat off and he's like, whoa. I'm like, what? He's like,
I can totally see him doing that. Just like,
he just looks at me and goes, baby. I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, God.
He's like, just
brilliant.
Do this. Go, babe. He's like, you gotta no. Like,
oh, my God.
He's like, you look like Justin Bieber.
And that's why you guys should
so
watch
then
the live
that's,
show.
That's
did
why
you see
I
that?
Went and bleached it and dyed it and fucking fucked with it a little
so
bit.
So it is. It
I
is.
Did. It did. It bugged me. And then I went to work.
Interesting.
Check this out. I went to work with when I recently dyed my hair and I got it to where I liked it. I went to work without my hat on, just because I just got out of the shower and it was laying down. I thought it looked nice, whatever. I have a picture of it up on fucking my posters.
Of course you do.
Whatever. I thought it looked good.
I got a haircut last night for my face.
I think
see
it looks
that?
Good.
Huh?
It's good. You did a good job.
Nice, huh?
Very good job. But I go to work, right? I don't have my hat on yet, and I fucking walk in, and one of the guys is like, that's very Bieberish. I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
Fuck, no.
So it wasn't just Lyrical.
No,
you were
God.
Getting that from multiple
signals. It just,
because
when it
signals.
Lays down on its own, because my hair just naturally lays straight. It
you
lays
and
down,
him.
It looks
you
like
him.
His hair, I guess.
Damn these
but
jeans.
I was like, what the fuck? And so today, I had to go and get a new driver's license because it expires on my birthday tomorrow.
And you absolutely didn't want every
yeah.
time you got pulled over being like,
baby,
holy shit.
Baby,
the Justin Bieber stripper. That'd be so awesome.
Though
she only dances to Baby Baby.
They did a parody of that song to Slipknot. There's a video of it online. It's actually good. I was surprised. I can actually bear that Justin Bieber song. But anyway, yeah, so fucking today, I'm trying to, you know, mess with it and stuff. And Sean calls me and says, hey, are you still at the house? Because I need to pick up some stuff. I'm like, all right. So he fucking gets here. I'm in the bathroom trying to do my hair the way it is now. You know, because I want to have a decent
sure.
picture on my license, okay? You can't
sure.
just go in there looking like poo and whatever.
Because, you know, your
stuck
license
with that
picture's
for like 8 years, right?
Right?
So I'm going to do that. So I'm trying to fix it, and he comes up and, you know, wants to say bye, and he's like, you don't look like Justin Bieber anymore, but you look like an anime person. Something
yeah.
now, and I'm like, God damn it, would you just shut the fuck up? What did he said over at when I went to the get poetry open mic thing with you? He's like, you look like what Justin Bieber would look like all grown up. I'm like, God damn it. I don't think that my... Mine looks better than
cute.
So do you like it the way it is now? I like this.
It's hair, sure.
Don't look Justin Bieberish now, does it?
No.
Do you like this? I do like it.
So. Either way.
I even went and bought headbands to do that.
Nice.
Whatever. I like it.
Is it functional?
Yeah.
Are you out the door quick?
Yeah.
Not spending too much time on it?
Do I ever spend too much time on my hair?
Sometimes.
Nah.
Sometimes.
Not really. If I feel like I can't do it and I'm spending too much time and I want to get it perfect, you know what I do? I put my fucking hat on. Done.
Nice.
Looks good. I like this, though. This is cool. Maybe a little shorter on top, but whatever. It's good.
So I finally figured out how to get my speed back on my phone.
Okay.
I figured it out. From now on, well, starting tomorrow, every time I see someone playing with an iPhone here, I'll assume that it's on Verizon because they're, you know, where they're at now. I will walk up to them and I will take it and I will throw it on the ground and I will smash it.
Oh, yeah?
And then I will pull out my belt and I will put a notch in it. And eventually, I'm going to say after about 2.5 to 3 years of doing that, I'm pretty sure I will have my 3G speed back. So, if you have an iPhone and you're here and you see me, just say, I hope you have insurance. Because seriously, dude, this is such bullshit! I cannot watch a fucking YouTube video on my 3G anymore. Not that that's like the most important thing. But seriously, like, you pay so much fucking money for this connectivity, and it is so fucking terrible now. It used to be good. 2 megabit, 1.5 mostly, 2 every now and then. Now, like, 256, dude, are you serious? That's like bullshit DSL speeds. If I wanted that, I would have carried around a dial-up modem and USB'd to that and then dialed up my fucking home. Like, come on, this is despicable, unacceptable, and now you're gonna come out with your 4G phones. Your towers can't even put out 3G speeds. You're nowhere in the same fucking solar system as what a 4G tower should deliver as far as speeds, if you go by what, you know, the specs say, which is 100 megabit plus. I know your 4G LTE is not that fast. It might be with nobody else on it and you having the network fully open.
Yeah, but that's
and
never
I'm
gonna
pretty
happen,
sure
so.
That's not how you're going to sell it to us, yeah. The end user.
Yours has been
terrible.
Yeah, dude.
Terrible.
I saw your
dude.
Stats when
fuck.
We went out to dinner today, and
what the
yeah.
fuck? And I keep
you're
it. I
paying
have,
for 3G, but getting like 1X shit.
It's disgusting, dude. And I keep those results. I have the speed test results, so
you
that
go in there and be like, "What the fuck, guys?"
When I start paying $10 for my fucking data plan instead of 40 or 30 or whatever the fuck it is. And they keep rolling over that extra $20 every month, and it gets up there. I'm going to be like, see this? That's $10 a month worth of internet, come not 30. No. I'm sorry, not even
you should,
close.
You should try and bring that up to him and be like, hey.
Well, you can't. The only way to really do that is call him, and you got to fucking stay on the line. Like, you can't go into the place because it's not there, you know. They'll be like, well, you have to call this number. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's so fucking
No, you should just go in and maybe just talk to them and see what they say. See if they can do it. Because yeah, you know, okay.
Justin Fan says, watching porn isn't the same when it keeps freezing
Let
up.
Let me tell you
it's like
a little
watching
secret here
epileptic
real
and
fast.
Sex.
When you go to Verizon to complain about something or get something fixed, whether it be
fixed
financially or
mentally,
your equipment or whatever, or
sure.
anything you're having problems with, they always tell you to call their phone support or whatever, and they say, oh, we can't change it here. You'll have to do it through the phone number and talk to them so they could change it. That is bullshit. They can change most anything in the store, but they don't because it's a time consumer. is the thing.
Right.
They want to get customers in and out of the place, so they neglect to do that. And so the lady that signed me up.
They pawn them off on the call center people?
Right.
That
the lady
sucks,
that signed
dude.
Me up with my account,
wow.
She actually went through that with me and talked to me about it. And she was like,
crazy.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to sit here. She sat there and went through everything with me, and the store was actually closed
wow.
when I was still in there.
She's probably fired.
No, she's still there. She's been there for like 6 years, as long as I've had my account. So
damn.
Yeah, no, and yeah, so most everything they can do in the store. You just have to make enough of a point to get them to do it.
Right.
Like remember
open
when,
your vest and be like, see that?
Remember
C4.
When we went in together this last time yeah. to get my phone moved from my account to yours?
Yeah.
And that day it was supposed to be shut down.
Yeah, you remember, because I rolled in there and the lady was like, I can't help
right.
you
and
with
I'm
that.
Like, and I get there and you're like, don't even try. Don't worry about it. Whatever. And I look at you and I'm like, watch this. And I go in and I'm like, okay,
super
you need
bitch
to do
mode
this.
On.
And they're like, well, you need to call whatever. I'm like, I did. And they told me to do it like this. They told me you could do it in office, blah blah blah, and you could do it this day, yada yada.
What's
fucking
up
do
now?
It. They're like, what? I don't know. I'm like, no, you can. I know you can.
Just do it, bitch.
It was so funny. It was.
I'll blow this.
Like,
fucking
we can't. You
place.
Have to call. No, do it.
That's awesome.
Because seriously, if you get told that, and then you call the line, and they're like, well, did you try to talk to
and
them?
That's
and get
probably
it down the
why
store?
When you call the line, there's like 2 hour fucking mm-hmm. hold lines because everyone's getting pawned off mm-hmm. on these poop. Fuck,
so yeah, don't
sucks.
Don't fucking let them lie to you and say you have to call the support line. No, you don't.
And
for
but,
most things.
Okay, the shitty thing is though, it's not a monopoly, but it's really close. It's like when people tried to start ISPs here, they have to get the rights from CenturyTel, which is what, CenturyLink now or whatever. And they own all the rights to the fiber that comes into the valley. And they can do that because they made a deal with whoever that said, if we lay this copper, we get exclusive rights to it or whatever. And so they're like, oh, okay, cool. And now everyone who wants to sell internet has to get it from CenturyTel. You can just go to CenturyTel and get internet, and it's still the same price, which is stupid. But, like, even with the wireless stuff, there's Verizon, and then there's the other ones. And none of the other places, Cellular One or whatever, they don't have 3G. They're all
right.
1X. So if you
right.
want 3G, you have to go to Verizon.
Mm,
and that
yeah.
sucks. So they can basically have
3G.
They can have bullshit service because what are you going to do?
Right.
Do you want a phone? Well, then here you go. That's
yeah.
such bullshit, though. Because then we pay 40, 50 bucks a month for shit. We use 100 minutes out of 1,000 every month that we get charged for.
Mm-hmm.
The unlimited text is the only thing we pay money for that we actually use how much we pay, you
yeah,
know?
That's
worth And then our
it.
Data plan, which is a quarter of what the speed it should be.
Right.
But we're still paying it. And,
yeah.
But
mine actually is better than yours when I test it.
The speed?
Usually my speed's pretty good. And I don't know what's up with yours. Maybe they just don't like you. But
maybe I'm getting throttled. I don't know though, because
maybe I'm stealing your speed.
No,
I'm the dom.
I have the D throttle
we get close
turned
to
on.
Each other, and mine's like boosh. Fuck you. I'm
sucking
awesome.
Sucking up
I wear
everyone's
pants.
Bandwidth. Thank
yeah,
you.
That's what
you
I do.
You whore.
Yes.
It's what I do. I suck life out of situations. How's your situation? Lifeless? Yeah, I was here.
I'm the alpha. Fuck
it's
off.
Fine.
Anyway, so you got anything cool planned for my birthday?
No, actually.
Hey, fans,
you're gonna
make up
nothing.
For his lacking of love and care and do something cool for my birthday?
TheJamHole.com/PO Box.
Because so
they
far, the only thing I have that sounds kind of exciting is going to the casino because they offer me
highlight
money for my birthday.
Highlight, huh?
Woohoo! And I might go to an art store and check out some shit. That's about it.
Huh.
So.
Well, happy birthday to
you. If anybody wants to do something cool for my birthday, hit me up on Facebook or something.
If any of my internet friends want to do something cool, like send me an e-card.
Because yeah, I don't really have real life friends,
up.
So, you know.
All right.
Lend a hand.
Well, hey, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Soon.
Yay. I don't have friends to party with or anything, so.
All right, check this out. A ride to the pharmacy with friends took a disastrous turn for a Los Altos woman. The friends stole her prescription drugs, threw her dog out the window. Dog out the window. Then gave her the boot out the moving car.
Wait, threw her dog out the window of the car?
Yeah.
Oh, so like a chihuahua.
In the car.
That deserved it. It's okay.
And
I've done
her
it too.
Took her drugs, gave her the boot, and the dog.
You know why?
Why?
Because she's sitting back there with her stupid little chihuahua like, oh my God, you guys, and on her
before
little
Before we go home to get high, we have to stop at the store, and you know how old people take in the
store. She's on the phone talking to one
store.
Of her other girlfriends, like, so like, oh my God, okay,
she's
Percy,
50.
Percy, my chihuahua,
she's
like
50.
Right now, I just went and got him a mani-pedi, and like, his toes are so cute, and the dog's going, constantly, and keep running off all over fucking people's laps, so the dude in the front's like, I hate you, grabs the dog, chucks it out the window, freaks
out
on her. And
the drugs. They took the drugs.
It's probably
oxycodone.
Hello. Oh, well, that'll do it
the
too.
Couple,
the chihuahua? The chihuahua would have been my breaking
It was a
point.
Couple. They gave her a ride to the Walgreens. She picked up her oxys. Then they left, headed home. While they were driving, the suspects demanded the oxycodone from her. She said no. She needs it. They continued to demand it. The wife was in the front passenger seat as her husband drove. She reached back, stole $160 from the woman's purse, took the bottle of 90 oxycodone pills.
How many milligrams were they?
Punched her 3 times in the face.
Oh my God.
Wow, this was the woman. That's so
damn.
Hey, that's a ride or die bitch. Would you do that if we were taking some old fool to the store to get their script filled?
Not
and
an,
I was driving and
not
I was like,
old,
honey,
like feeble person,
50
like,
years old. She's 50.
The girl
She's
with the pills?
Me in 20 years.
If we're all around the same age and this person's like my typical image of a douche.
Sure.
Then maybe.
Okay.
That's completely playing it up and using the system. Sure, I would. But, cool. You know, like the stuck up, like, oh my God. So like, I just totally don't deserve the air that I breathe. One of those.
I know.
Yeah, I might, you know.
When the woman, this is so terrible, she tried to call for help, the husband then reached back and took her cell phone as well. He saw that it was an iPhone, and he knows how Matt hates those fucking things.
Justin Fan, which I believe is Robbie, says,
That's
you'll
Robbie.
Need the oxy when you forget to tuck and roll.
Oh, shit.
Bitch.
Can you imagine? I wonder how fast they were going. That's.
He also says the whole time they're driving there, they're thinking, this is going to be awesome. Just look at her. She doesn't have a clue.
Fuck yeah. Like, just fucking scheming.
And I'm like, dude, okay, so
like,
so-and-so called needs a ride to the pharmacy. We're going to go do that, okay? And what the deal is, she's going to get it. She's going to get back in the car.
I'm going to bust her in the face after right. I throw her fucking dog out the window.
We're going to take a shortcut down this side road, and when I hit this corner, you're going to do this.
Punch her in the face. I'll give you a signal. The signal is me throwing her dog out the window. When I throw her dog out the window, you punch her in the face.
Oh my God.
Oh man, do you think
well,
it was
they
that
asked for him politely first maybe.
Yeah, they tried, I don't know. Maybe she couldn't hear him over the barking dog. What? I
yeah,
said
what?
Give me your pills, bitch. So then they stopped at a stoplight. The wife reached back, threw the dog out the window. The victim then opened the car door and tried to get out, but the man accelerated quickly so she couldn't. Then he slowed down and shoved her out. The car was
slowed down.
The car was moving slowly. The woman had 3 bumps on her head but declined medical attention. She said, just give me my fucking pills back. A passerby had grabbed the dog, which was uninjured. So pretty.
Probably because it's so fucking small.
Wow. I wonder. I hope it was worth it. That's all. In 3 days, when all 90 of those pills are gone and you're like dead in the middle of some fucking DTs, I want you to think back and reflect on
or
whether or not that was a good idea.
When it's time for that chick to get her script again, and you're like,
next month.
You call her like, hey, do you need a ride to get those again?
Hey,
I'm really sorry about how that happened before.
Oh,
you
that
know,
was all my wife.
I don't know what came over me. You know, like the whole heartfelt, like tears in the eyes, apology,
I'm
and then
sorry.
You go and do it again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Go fuck yourself. Oh, God, that sucks.
No,
that'll
happen.
What milligram were they, did it say?
No, it didn't.
No?
So, You know,
I'd laugh if they were like fucking fives. You know, they make Oxycontin 5 milligrams, right? It's so
that'd be terrible.
Yeah. Like, you might as well take an aspirin.
Aspirin, maspirin,
remedy aspirin.
And I got it for a buck
at my local drugstore.
So you know how we're in a recession still. I think I heard that we were out, but I'm not seeing that. So I'm gonna assume that we are. Well, there's been a study out.
I'm still a cook and make jack shit, so no, we're not out of it.
Yeah, well,
cooks, I've been in a recession.
I don't know if you know this or not, but cook's not exactly high paying job.
Hey, I used to be a well paid cook, so it does pay sometimes.
Hey, I used to be an egg and a sperm. Okay, that doesn't make a difference now.
Well, it whatever. Still says it on my tax. Well, shit. Shut up.
Recession isn't just hard on the adults. It is also hard on the babies.
Well, because the adults can't buy shit for the babies.
Is this recession affecting your babies? Recession-related stress may have triggered an alarming increase in non-accidental head injuries among infants, new research suggests. An increase in non-accidental head injuries. Money decrease. Non-accident, so that's like on purpose head injuries, right? Like purposeful,
right?
Okay. The number of babies hospitalized for non-accidental, can we just call it purposeful head trauma, a form of child abuse previously known as shaken baby syndrome. Who loves shaking babies?
I do.
Shaking babies?
I do.
It doubled during the recent recession, according to the study. This was done at University Hospital's Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital in Cleveland. The reasons for why this is happening are beyond the scope of our study, but it may be that more parents are stressed to the breaking point because of economic problems like unemployment and foreclosures. And then what? The baby starts crying? Fuck! Like the Hulk, right?
I get, yeah.
Shaken baby syndrome, also known as purposeful... what is it? Purposeful head trauma?
Yeah.
You just can't take it, right? You need to have someone come take that baby. If you,
you know,
can't
that doesn't
take
just
it,
happen to babies, right?
What? Shaken baby? It happens to little kitties. And bunnies. Bunnies get crushed.
No, let me tell you something real quick.
Okay.
All right. A friend of mine from down south had a girlfriend, okay, and they were together for a very long time, ended up getting married, did the whole normal thing, bought a house, yada yada, don't know if they had a kid, don't care, but we would go fishing sometimes, right? And
sure,
he would talk to me about his wife and be like, you know, I fucking want to kill her sometimes. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, but he's like, she gets me so fucking worked up, I could just beat the shit out of her. But I won't hit her. I won't fucking hit her. I won't lay a hand on her, but I will shake the shit out of that bitch.
Fuck yeah.
He grabs her by the shoulders and just, really? I will shake the shit out of that bitch.
I think that was a stand-up bit also.
No.
But I believe people do actually shake the shit out of those bitches.
I bet. One in a good few sometimes probably get some trauma from it if you shake
you
your heart
think?
Enough. Yeah,
maybe. Like completely just fucking wreck that baby.
Maybe.
Can you wreck that baby?
Yeah.
Just shake it to the point of destruction.
Let me shake you for a while and see what happens. What is
okay.
that?
Okay, I don't know if this is gonna sound right. And if it doesn't, we'll do it another time when I properly prepare the clips. Uh-huh. But I need to show you this, and this is so crazy. You're not going to believe this, but I actually have footage of your cousin.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. It's some random black
person. Hold on. Nuh-uh. Are you even ready for this? This is Dana's cousin. Tell me if this is recorded.
Shanera is another Dallas mom. She's 4 months pregnant and recently went on a 2-week cocaine and PCP binge that's left her ashamed and terrified. She's done irreversible damage to the baby she's carrying. But the consequences
That's not her.
Did you hear that?
That's not the same accent. But
bullshit.
Okay, it's that, my family. I could tell the difference. She does it a little different, but no, this is good.
That
this
accent, good. Though, I was watching this.
It's
and
my babies. My babies. My
kids. No, it's the way she says kids. That's what I thought.
These my kids. These my kids. What am I going to do without my kids? They're my kids. That's all I got. Yeah, no, that's the typical accent for down there, but go ahead. It's good.
And it's all I know.
She's at Dallas's Parkland.
Sounds like so much today.
My kids.
Her first prenatal checkup since the relapse.
The drugs that I've been using are, you know, horrifying. Oh, my God. You know, just the danger that they can, you know, put my baby into.
You're what? You're what?
What?
My baby?
My baby.
You're what?
Just the danger they could put my baby in.
Like this, I am. For the happy
Parkland's OB complications clinic specializes in difficult pregnancies like Shannara's.
And just for visual sake, 5'9", 5'10", maybe 280, 3, maybe. Okay,
damn.
Just a little visual. Can you imagine 5'10", 300 on PCP and meth? Shit.
Yes, you do.
Oh, well, I'm Becky. I'm a nurse practitioner.
I don't worry about my baby.
Shannara was clean with her first two kids and is racked with guilt that she's put this baby's life in danger.
It's not that I don't care, because I mean, I love my baby, you know. It's just when you have that disease, I mean, if you don't have help, it's no way you can control it. I'm sorry. You can't.
So when's the last time you used it?
That is a good point, though.
I'm sorry. You can't. You can't.
It'll have to be on the 5th of this month.
So today's the 11th, and the last time you used was
the 5th. I'll be on
the 5th
of this month.
So,
and I've been clean for about 6 days, okay?
Right?
I'm doing this for my baby. That's all I have.
Okay, that's a start. That's where we start, okay?
Do you think in her mind she's just like, this baby's fucked?
Is this that thing that's on
this is relapse... In-depth intervention, pregnant and addicted.
I watched that. I know what this is. It's that big black chick.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I watched this. This was good.
Yeah.
This is good.
Most women in Shannara's position are terrified to admit they use drugs. In many states, medical providers are by law required to report them to Child Protective Services.
We do see women who are pregnant and have not gotten prenatal care for fear. In some states, they might be arrested as a result of that.
Shannara.
Well,
so if you know you can't get sober just yet, and you know you don't have the willpower to do it,
better
in
not.
Order to fucking have this child, abort it, for God's sakes, until you're ready to do that. Or put yourself in a fucking rehab and lock you in a padded room until you pop it out.
If you can't abort it, though, well, the drugs will do it for you, for the most
right,
part.
Yes.
I mean, not kill it.
Your luck, it'll survive and be completely...
You can barely feed your drug addiction, and now you're having a crack baby?
I like this this episode of this because it actually... talks about if you do certain drugs for a long period of time while you're pregnant, the baby does become addicted.
Yeah,
and
duh.
Then when it comes out, it has to go through withdrawal.
It's going through
Seeing
your
a baby
stash.
Go through withdrawal?
Dude.
Whoa.
Have you ever been jacked by a baby in withdrawal for your shit?
But this chick, this
could you imagine
chick,
that? The
Shannara.
Little baby like going through her purse and like stealing her shit?
This chick,
like,
Shannara, though, she...
Shaking
it's nothing
it.
That crazy, though, in all honesty.
PCP
what
and
she
meth?
Did. No, I thought it was cocaine and ecstasy binge she went
No,
over
this
something.
Late. Oh, no, it was PCP and meth. Or PCP and crack.
Let me see this one real quick.
It was PCP and crack.
Nothing to lose by being honest now. Child Protective Services already knows about her.
Because okay. You're on this show, dummy.
No, one, because she has other children that have
right.
been taken away and put into her mother's custody because she is deemed an unfit mother.
Robbie says coat hangers keep CPS at
but
bay.
The thing is she's not a complete addict or anything. She just went on a party binge having fun.
I don't know. It sounded like she was hooked on it for a while. No?
No, I watched the whole thing, and it didn't seem like that at all. Just, like, she's making it sound like she's trying to get more attention, feel sorry for
really?
Me.
Really? I didn't watch the whole thing
she,
yet.
Because
so
she's not... Okay, if she was a crackhead, would
she wouldn't
be,
that be 300.
Exactly. So she's not a fucking... addict right. of that stuff, all right?
Could
she's
be
just
other
going
things,
out and partying,
though.
And she's just feeling really bad because she's pregnant. Okay.
Then how is she on this episode? She's not...
Because she played it up.
Really? Duh. She scammed them?
People... Because, I mean, it's even a bad thing to hear that, oh, you know, you're going on a PCP and crack binge when you're pregnant. I mean, like, whatever. I mean, and... If that's something you do when you're having fun and out partying, that's cool.
Now, Berger says, I knew a meth head that was 350 plus pounds. Nollies and Dead says, there is no just partying when there's meth and PCP.
Yeah, but she went on a binger for like a couple days or whatever to party and stuff. And that's
I don't know. They kind of made it out to be like she was fucking like full
on. I didn't buy it. Hers was the lightest story out of all of them.
To show them she can get clean, take care of the kids she has, and the one she is desperately hoping is still.
Oh, I wish you guys could see her.
She's only like 4 months pregnant. She's huge.
I need to take a picture of this real quick. Can you, just
what?
Sit there quietly?
What were you doing? I'm sorry.
Nothing. I need you guys to see this. So hold on a sec. This is terrible.
What are you going to do? Are you going to post this real fast?
Yes, you guys need to fucking see this.
Let me see exactly what.
Look at this, dude. Isn't that fucking terrible?
Yeah, I remember that. I was watching it and just thinking, God, I wish Matt was here right now because, whoa. Fucking manatee on the table. Dude, how can you find the fetus in there? It's crushed by mammoth-sized fat clams.
Of her, she's like, I'm trying to be clean, and she's like completely fucking not.
The other girls in this show were better, I think, but her accent, yes, it was probably the best. It's like when we saw
that was just the first thing I thought of when I heard that is that was your cousin's accent.
Yeah, no, my cousin's
check
is,
the jamhole.com/Twitter in a sec.
My cousin's is a little worse, and it's more funny because she's white. A very large white girl.
Nice. 5'10", 320.
Nah, she's about, she's taller than me. She's taller than me and rounder than I.
All right, twitter.com/thejamhole. You'll see that picture. That's pretty fucking
see, okay, when a
nasty.
White girl comes up and, you know, lives in the ghetto and starts doing that thing, her accent is worse than the normal black girls that come up in the ghetto. The white girl is going to stress it harder to fit in more, okay?
Berger has a good point. Why would anyone do PCP or want to do PCP? All I've heard of it is bad shit. And that's like
I've
all you hear
it,
of
so.
Is people just freaking the fuck out.
What does it do? Like, what is it supposed to do? I forget.
It's a disassociative, psychotic, I don't know. But
is it like speed at all or
kind of
it's make you see
to me it's like a mix of like a ketamine trip with some LSD in there and a little not cocaine but not meth, like somewhere speedy
Adderall.
Minus the euphoria. I guess
so.
It's
does
hard
it make
to explain
you trip
it's
at
a,
all?
It's interdimensional
does
of
it make
sorts.
You trip
yeah.
at all like you see things
kind of like DMT kind of. I don't know. How would you describe if you've done it? Like, I don't know how to fucking put that into words. It's
you gotta think about it this way, though. There's certain people that,
you
like,
you disassociate
drugs, so.
From your current reality, but you kind of can see. I don't know, dude. It's
certain
it's
people
weird.
React different with certain drugs. It's
well,
like,
that too, but it's weird, dude. It's fucking weird.
I don't know. Well,
yeah, Nollies and Dead says PCP is the shortcut to Nirvana.
Well, think about it like this. Think about if I do cocaine and
5'10", 320 going up against the Ultimate Warrior this week.
So if I do
sorry, what?
If I do cocaine and you do cocaine, two completely different things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You get, you know, into yourself and just drawn away from everyone and want to fucking play in your brain and do whatever. Me, I'm a social butterfly. I'm great. Everything's
you
fucking
don't
awesome.
Shut the
I want to have fun and do whatever. You're just like, I'm gonna be over here.
Sit here for a sec.
Not talking for 4 hours and writing in my notebook.
Yeah, there is the picture. Check it out in the chat. Ugh. Mm. Have more babies so that we can take them away from you, please. All right. I've always wondered if this ever happened. Like, you know, when you're driving and you flick your cigarette out the window?
Uh-huh.
Like, I've always wondered what would happen, like, if you could ever catch someone's car on fire. Like, if it would go through their window or something.
I've seen dumb shit. Somebody had leaf build up in their, you know, where your windshield meets the hood. And it built up right there, and somebody had flicked a cigarette out, and it landed there on the person behind them's vehicle, and it caught on fire.
Really?
And you could see they turn their windshield wipers on, and there's just like this flaming bush.
Awesome.
Shit. It was good.
Excuse my cough.
Yeah, it was cool. I was glad I was outside watching that.
Yeah, Nollies and Dead says at the pic, oh my god, our stomach looks like the monster gut from The Thing.
It's a fucking manatee, man.
Burger says, when I do coke, all I want to do is fuck, but usually end up with limp dick. That will happen. You gotta have a girl that can suck a good cock to really get that going.
You get pretty limp dick with stimulants.
Well, you can get it going, which helps. It's definitely helpful. Slay sigh. You mean I have to touch it? I'm just going to go masturbate to pictures of myself.
Dude, okay.
So this dude lit 6 racehorses and trailers on fire. A passing motorist, just cigarette.
Oh, it had a horse trailer?
The young thoroughbreds were trapped in the flames after a bundle of hay lit up on I-95 shortly before 10 p.m. on Friday. Troopers suspect a lit cigarette tossed from a car touched off the deadly blaze. Or maybe he just lost, huh? And he's trying to collect insurance money. Huh?
Yeah, maybe.
Those were pure thoroughbred racehorses.
Right?
Like, no one knew that they were all fucking floundered out or whatever you call them when they're all fucked up.
I have no idea.
And, yeah, I can see that. Looks like a cigarette, but
I lost 20 grand.
Wink,
on
wink.
This, so,
yeah.
Yeah.
The Lorraine Course Transport tractor trailer, which had started out in Florida, was headed north when the driver saw smoke pouring from the horses' stalls. Those goddamn horses getting into my shit again. I pulled over. They were all in there just laughing, eating hay, smoking up all my shit. The driver woke her backup driver and pulled the rig over. The two tried to knock down the flames, but the blaze quickly slipped through the trailer, killing the horses. Could you imagine what that would smell like?
Glue. Glue. It would smell like glue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The powerful steeds, all about 2 years old, were scheduled to start... That was horrible. Were scheduled to start training at the Long Island Horse Track with their new owners and prepare for their first starts. Well, that's kind of I don't know. That seems fitting. Like you're going to be used in something in an industry that destroys lives, that takes so much money. I mean, it doesn't take, but the people give them so much money. You know, if every now and then
some of that money goes to the racers of The Thing, and those people put a lot of money into their horses,
right?
To, you know, upkeep.
That's what I'm saying.
Stables,
so
feed them.
If every
blah,
now
blah.
And then you have to sacrifice 6 of them to, you know, the god of all that is unholy and viceful.
I mean, think if you've got these racehorses and you've been putting so much time and effort into them
and
money,
steroids,
and
shit.
You know, you're not winning any races anymore right now, and so you're not getting a good cut from that.
Yeah, I'm going to set it on fire and collect insurance. Absolutely.
You get to the point to where you're like, I need to do something.
That actually makes sense.
Just sell your fucking horses. Or wait, nobody wants them because they're not winning.
Yeah. So, you guys seen the videos that have been coming out of the in Syria of the people... Did
killing
we talk about that?
Stuff?
We mentioned that? on the last episode? Yeah. Okay. There's another, just, I mean, it's nonstop, kind of. If like I said, you follow A. Carvin, A-C-A-R-V-I-N on Twitter, he posts a lot of this stuff, and I'm actually now starting to see it, like, in mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that he's been posting for, like, the last month.
Yeah.
Like, finally, oh my god, they're
so
like...
Somebody notices.
I don't know, but it's... There was another story about, like, all these activists out there, and then they come around this corner, and there's like a pile of 50 fucking dead people, a pile of like 200 dead people, and they're like, oh, there's all those missing people.
Ugh.
Just fucking like, wow. I'm all like bummed because I have to go to work and shit. Like, I couldn't imagine going out tomorrow
morning.
You're
bummed there because you have to go outside and travel down that road.
Because you have to go outside. Fuck, dude.
Ugh.
I'm just thinking, I go and I start my car and I start driving to work. And, like, trying to avoid the piles of dead protesters, you know, like,
yeah.
It just, that whole way of life just seems...
Boggles your mind.
Wow. Like, how, and...
Communism, man.
That's not communism, really,
it's
though.
Probably
that's,
from it, though, think about
no,
it.
No, that's tyrannical dictatorship with small army that was fed by probably CIA weapon leaks or something. You know, that's third world... dictator. That's not communism.
Anyway.
China is communism, and it kind of works for them, I guess.
Ah, whatever.
But
so, didn't you have another story that was pretty funny we wanted to talk about?
Did we?
Yeah, you asked me about it before the show.
Which one?
The one I was telling you that like 1 in 3 people have it, and it's pretty funny.
Oh, that everyone has AIDS?
Yes.
Herpes?
Not AIDS, but...
AIDS, herpes.
Herpagonosyphilates. Well.
Yeah, there's a study that says that people who test positive for the HSV2 can shed the virus even though they have no symptoms, infectious disease expert says.
See,
and they're saying 70% of people, single people, have this now.
See, and a lot of people...
What's up, people?
A lot of people don't know that... They even have...
Oh, Nolly says that's old news.
Well, okay. Well, people that have herpes might not even know for fucking years because they never have an outbreak or anything. You can have it for a long time and never show signs. You'll get a cold sore and be like, oh,
how can you
sore.
Just ever have sex with people, like random people, knowing that, like, those aren't like 1 in 10. Like, that's
1 in 3,
dude.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Well, and the thing is a lot of people don't know that if you have herpes simplex 1, oral herpes, and you're a dude, say, and you go down on your lady friend, you know, eat her out, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you could give her herpes simplex 2.
High five, guys.
You could get...
Pass it on.
Genital herpes from oral herpes. That is fucked, man. And you don't
amazing.
Have to, you know.
That's so amazing.
I guess it's harder to pass along the virus.
I think
but,
what just blew my mind
can
was
if
the,
you don't have symptoms.
The 70% number.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that just like if when you're single, I don't know, like that just seems like.
You're trying to find somebody, you're like...
I don't know now. Yeah, like that.
It makes you want to go get tested.
That makes me all creeped out now.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, most everybody has herpes simplex 1.
We all have it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does everyone here
everyone
have it?
Everyone is destined to get herpes
if
1 and 2. It's going to happen probably.
Do you think it's perhaps just the next stage of evolution then? Like,
maybe.
We're going to merge with this thing and turn into like super people? Are we all going to be super people?
Because
that doesn't
weird,
sound
though.
Very super.
It's a weird virus though. Everybody's like, oh, you know, don't sit down on public toilet seats because you could get herpes. You can't get it that way. You can't get it from drinking after
oh,
somebody.
Fucking
you can't
A.
get it, you know, shit like that, you know. But the only way you could get it is body fluid. Transfers, okay, like if you're making out or
like if I spit whatever. In your mouth.
Right. So if okay, say somebody has herpes and they sit on the toilet and they have a
what
cut
if
on
they
their
lick
leg, right?
The toilet.
No. No.
What if they spit on the toilet?
No. Okay, say you have herpes simplex 1, you hawk a loogie on the toilet, right? So there's your herpes chilling on the toilet, okay? Somebody else comes in to sit down on the toilet. If they sit on that, they're not gonna get your herpes.
I'm kind of curious why you know so much about this. Have you been reading this?
I do a lot of research on
STDs.
Wicked viruses. You know how many times I've had scares where I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm waiting for the results.
What is it?
Shit. I guess I should do some research on it in case they say it's positive. You know, but the herpes virus and the HIV virus and the AIDS virus, all
same thing. Thanks.
All are very delicate. They cannot live outside of their what do you call it? Fucking atmosphere.
Their host.
All right. Well, they can't live outside of their atmosphere for very long without dying. So they die with under a minute. Within 60 seconds of being outside.
That's interesting.
So don't worry about getting herpes from sitting on a toilet.
How does something that dies in a minute spread to 70% of the human population, dude? How the fuck did that happen? And where the fuck did it come from? Do you think it's Martian? Is this invasion of the body snatchers once they reach 77%? That's when it's fucking on? This is just phase one, dude.
So, you watch. Nolly's Undead says, no, it will be Simplex 1 just on the vag. And then he says, I get my information from wherever, he says. But
what?
Where was it? I lost where it was. Danny must get her information from creationists. No, dude. Seriously.
I think
go ask your doctor if you could give your girlfriend Simplex 2.
Doctor,
if you have Simplex 1.
Hypothetically, if I have...
It will happen. I'm not kidding.
Do you have to, like, put a condom on your face?
I don't know, dude. Sorry, I don't know.
First your vag, then the world.
And it doesn't even... It wouldn't even protect you if you're wearing a condom. Because herpes isn't on... If you're a guy and you have herpes, it's not on your dick.
I'm kind of unsettled at why you know so much about this.
It's, like, around your pube area.
Huh.
And you're slamming into her and shit, and you fucking... Huh. Dude, I know a lot about fucking...
It has six... Do you think the virus knows that it has 60 seconds, so it's, like, all Mission Impossible? Like,
maybe, I don't know, dude.
Jumps out of your cock and, like, starts, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, just, like,
it's
running down
just,
the walls of your
it's
vagina.
It's not just that I know a lot about. I know a lot about fucking cervical cancer. I know a lot about HPV. I know a lot about fucking HIV and all that weird stuff. It's, I don't know. It's just shit I fucking know. It's kind of cool.
All right. This is kind of interesting while we're speaking about viruses. This may be the first case ever of a virus contracted by a man who was bitten multiple times by insects and then sexually transmitting that virus to his wife. This guy, his name's Brian Foy, he was a biologist with the University of Colorado. He went to Senegal, on a research project to study and collect mosquitoes back in 2008. He and Kevin, his research partner, were bitten numerous times during their stay. The two American scientists lived and worked in the village of Banda Fassi in southeastern Senegal while performing a mosquito sampling project in surrounding villages. It was for the CDC they were doing it. The report says both Foy and Kobylinski, identified as patients 1 and 2, exhibited a combination of symptoms of illnesses, some of which included swollen ankles, a maculopapular rash on the torso, extreme fatigue and headache, fever, lightheadedness, and chills, wrist and ankle, arthralgia, and symptoms of prostatitis, perineal pain, and mild dyspnea. So, Foy also reported two aphthous ulcers on his lip and signs of hemostopermia, a red-brown fluid in his ejaculate that lasted a few days. After having sexual intercourse with his wife, who is a nurse, she is patient 3, she began to show clinical symptoms that included malaise, chills, extreme headache, photophobia, muscle pain and rash, and an aphthous ulcer inside of her lip. Huh. Isn't that crazy? Like, you went to Senegal and got fucking chowed on by some mosquitoes you were studying. You had reddish-brown ejaculate, and then you nailed your wife, who happens to have a weird bump on her face. Patients one,
my cock
two, and
is
three.
Spewing a weird color.
Really?
I'm going to go ahead and put this in my wife, and I'm going to assume
wonder if
she's going to be okay.
You had to have not known that, right? Like, I like to think. According to the CDC, direct contact is implicated as the transmission route, most likely as a sexually transmitted infection. Patient 3 had not been to Africa or Asia and had not traveled outside the country in over a year. The onset of symptoms began approximately 9 days after patients 1 and 2 returned to the U.S. Blood testing was conducted, but the diagnosis was not made till months later. So what they have is called the Zika virus, a mosquito-borne virus, and it's similar to dengue, yellow fever, West Nile, and Japanese encephalitis. The first documented case of Zika virus in humans was in 1964. It was first identified in a rhesus monkey. Huh. Super sweet. If my wife or if your husband, like, was off in some crazy third world jungle,
I think I would doing
not even just there, but
put
like,
them in quarantine for a little while,
right?
You know,
like specifically doing weird CDC mosquito studies.
Go to your doctor and say, hey, I was here for a while doing this. Could you test me for anything that I could possibly have gotten from that? Jesus fuck, man. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. If you went out somewhere and be like, no, sorry, we're going to put you in this plastic containment room for a while until I know you're clean.
At least, like,
you're not
going to
fuck
man.
Me with your reddish brown leaking penis.
Because the virus has spread, it's not fatal or anything, it says. There's no known treatment for it. Is posing unusual challenges and has far-ranging public health implications. Quote, because the virus has spread outside of Africa and Asia, where we had previously had it nice and contained and just wreaking havoc. Wait, you want to bring that here now? It is here? We have patients 1, 2, and 3? Shit. it should be considered an emerging pathogen. The discovery of ZIKV, the Zika virus, on the physically isolated community of Yap Island is testimony to the potential for travel or commerce to spread the virus across large distances. Sweet! In his situation, it is reasonable to suspect that infected semen may have passed from patient 1 to patient 3 during the coitus. Stop arguing with the listeners in the chat. Thank you.
So you're busy.
Another
keep
possibility
going.
Is that direct contact and exchange of other bodily fluids, such as saliva, could have resulted in the Zika virus transmission, but illness did not develop in the 4 children of patients 1 and 3 during this time. Well, that just means you weren't having sex with the children, right? I mean, if it's an STD, I'm glad your kids didn't get
right?
it.
Right?
I don't know. Anyway. And then, okay, real quick before we get out of here, since we're talking about weird viruses and shit, this has been in the news quite a bit lately. Did you hear about the Legionnaires that they found in the Playboy Mansion hot tub?
No, what happened?
There was like 123 people now. And this, I've been kind of keeping track of this for like the last week since it came out, and wow. I love the first story I saw about it when they were fucking swabbing the hot tub and, like, doing all this. I don't know, man. It's just, like, out of all places, for a hot tub to have a bad, nasty bug in it, not the Playboy Mansion. Come on. I like to think that that's the... It's the Playboy Mansion.
Right. Dude.
What do you think? Is it 1 in 3? At the Playboy Mansion?
Probably.
Yeah?
Probably.
Really?
You get in that hot tub.
They just airbrush that out? Or what? Fuck, dude. I can't do my photo shoot for the next 2 weeks, but I promise I'll be back. Yeah, there's 123 people that have gotten sick, I guess, so far. Health inspectors found a possible source of illness among guests at the Playboy Mansion party. It was bacteria. More than 100 people fell ill after the fundraising party back in February, reporting pneumonia and flu-like symptoms. Ooh. Officials, is that what we have?
Maybe. There was something seriously going around. There was a lot of people that had pneumonia.
Chad has it now?
Yeah, my friend Sean had it. Chad had it. Fucking, you had it. I had it.
I'm
Somebody
getting rid of
my
it
work had it.
Right
it,
now.
Like, it was, there's something going around.
I'm over it, almost. I'm still coughing
I'm
up
almost
shit, but
over it, too, so. Well, I don't know, but dude, we had an outbreak, man.
We had an outbreak because me and Danny were at the fucking Playboy Mansion party.
Right?
Getting legionnaires. Fuck, dude. Officials contacted 439 people who attended the event and found 123 had fallen sick with the symptoms. That would be so shitty, too. Like, I don't know. Most people, I think, like, a chance to party at the Playboy Mansion, that's like the last thing off your bucket list, you know? That's just like, that's the best, right? The best of the best. The best!
The best!
Legionnaires, the worst! Like, you get a disease after your best party ever at the Playboy Mansion?
Hey, you know what?
It was worth
it. Yeah, I was gonna
Fuck
say,
it.
I'm like, he probably Fuck say, it. You know what? It was worth it. I was in the hot tub with 10 fucking bunnies, and then I went to the fucking
We
master
got fucking the Legionnaires.
So, yeah.
Shit.
I mean,
the LA Health Department took samples from the water.
My friend deals poker at the Playboy Mansion. I should talk
really?
To him.
Really? Does he have legionnaires?
Tell him to be careful. Don't get in the hot tub.
Yeah, they identified the Legionella bacterium, which causes the potentially fatal Legionnaires disease. Investigators used Twitter and Facebook to trace guests who traveled to the fundraiser for Domain Fest, a conference for internet investors from 30 countries. Officials say the bug in the pool may not be the cause of the outbreak. In the statement, they said, quote, though Legionella bacteria was identified in a water sample taken from the mansion, this bacteria has not been determined as the source of the respiratory outbreak. Maybe it was just a batch of bad cocaine. So then they planted the Legionella as the fall guy.
What? What planted as a fall...
Think about it.
I think they're Playboy bunnies. All right,
three people later tested positive for
the flu.
Also,
they're all doing some nasty shit probably in their spare time
or some amazing beautiful shit. Why does it always have to be nasty?
Because
it's not
because
you.
Think about it. They're Playboy bunnies, so they're probably getting paid to do. They're having sex. I guarantee you, they're fucking Hugh Hefner. Tell me that's not some nasty shit.
He's not fucking what? He ain't fucking nothing. Shut up.
Oh, come on. Like, he doesn't have them do some cool things to him.
Dude, yeah, but I can't see him, like, up there laying the pipe doggy style, though.
Well, right, no. But being a hot, sexy, beautiful woman...
If you're gonna live in my mansion...
And to entertain this old, cripply, you know, wrinkly...
If you're gonna live in my mansion, you can suck this cock every now and then. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying that they probably
suck
do
cock
some
or pay rent, one
not
or the other.
Savory things sometimes for money
to you.
So yeah, there's probably gonna be some weird shit in that hot tub. You don't know. Think about the side jobs they do. Hey, you know, I'll give you some extra cash. You come do this video.
I don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. I don't know. And there was a Hawaiian high school teacher that threw a hammer at a student, hitting it in the head. That was pretty awesome. And yes, he did yell, "It's hammer time," before he threw it. So, pretty awesome. Anything else before we get the fuck out of here? Get the fuck out of here? Get the fuck.
Let me just go ahead and apologize to Nollies, I guess, because I guess I was wrong saying that... Herpes simplex 1 can transfer to herpes simplex 2.
Fantastic. Thank
you.
But
I'm sorry if I was wrong. I got my information from the doctor.
Well, then your doctor's wrong, and who cares?
Well, I was going in to get tested for everything, and I was curious about it, and I asked her about it. She told me that. She even gave me a little handout pamphlet that showed me, like, how it spreads and stuff, and showed me that. So
just in case, right?
Well, I have a fucking HPV and HIV one, a fucking gonorrhea one. You want to see all of them? I got a bunch of them.
Sometimes. You
but,
never
you
know.
I just assumed that my
Justin
doctor would
Fant
tell
says,
me the truth.
Blame the quack. It's all good.
Well, no. I even had a pamphlet on it that told you that.
Well, if it's in a pamphlet, then fuck. And Nolly says if she was that behind, you may want to go get tested again. If Email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's our website. Thank you. Give us a call, 406-204-4687. Leave a message, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow for the Hot Box. And check out thejamhole.com/forums. Let's discuss, figure out the plan for August 8th through the 13th. And, of course, we'll see you guys in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, July 20th through the 25th.
And if you guys want to do anything cool for my birthday, email
me. No one cares about your fucking birthday. Can I be the first to just bluntly say that?
You know what? Cool. I'm done. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the show.
I don't want you to be like, oh, look at all this cool stuff I'm going to get, and then not get anything. So I want to just be upfront and say,
I know I'm not getting anything.
No one gives a shit. No one gives a shit about my birthday. No one gives a shit about your birthday. No one gives a shit about anything. Unless it's their birthday. Do you see what I'm saying? So, hey, when it's your birthday, thejamhole.com/donate. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.